It's the Mad Men DVD review.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay. Heavens above. Hi, Clayton.
Hi, Mike.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, what a cracking tune to come into.
Coming here and no one's got the shirt on and we're all just jumping around and woo.
Join the party.
Exactly. Yippee-yay, yippee-yay-yay. Sisters and brothers.
We leave leave the booth for a minute and you crack that tune. You know?
Yeah. I know. And then it's all on, isn't it? That's when you see everyone come out of the woodwork. Everyone's wriggling about. And a morning wriggle is a great way to keep to start the day. Clayton, you've got a DVD for us, though, as part of the Mad Men DVD review today. What have you got for us?
Yes, I've got Sustainability Doco Tomorrow.
Yes! And yeah, forget the 80s tunes. Woo! Yep.
And it's far more fun than you think.
I've heard good things about this documentary.
Yep, was last year's film festival, won like some awards, and it's from a directing duo called Cyril Dion and Melanie Lorraine, who you might remember from Inglourious Basterds as Shoshana.
The best walking down the stairs in any film ever.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, Blondie, you know, escapes the Jew Hunter.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
she is...
Let me think if I remember that. Just one second.
Burns down.
I bet she's a good director, I thought.
Yeah, she's become this like amazing filmmaker, made a couple of films, and her buddy read this Nature Journal about this study, how the world's at its tipping point, heading into this next geological disaster that could cause mass extinction. And her filmmaking buddy said, how about we do something about this? And instead of doing all the climate change, crisis, catastrophe documentaries like Inconvenient Truth, 11th Hour, Before the Flood, all those Leonardo DiCaprio.
Doing a Leo. I was just about to say, we're now doing a Leo.
And like, no one really wants it. They want like concrete solutions. So they...
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate what Leo DiCaprio's doing there. He's putting himself, you know, he's using his
star power
to get things moving. But you're right, though. We need solutions. We need the answers. We need to know how I can help today.
Yeah. And it's not just like using a recycling bag at the supermarket or using energy-saving light bulb. It's like going into communities and who are doing... they look at things like agriculture, economy, energy, democracy, and education, and doing things like community gardens, alternative currencies. Like, did you know in Brixton they have an alternative currency, like a £10 note with David Bowie on it? And like, how cool is that?
What? Can you only spend that at certain places?
Yeah, but that's the thing. You have it in your little community, and it goes to local business supporting locally produced goods, and it just stays in that community. It's worthless, like up the road.
Huh?
It's like, cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Are there laws against that sort of thing?
Yeah, actually, these people went to the Economist and said, "Can we do this?" They went, "I don't know."
Yeah.
And it's like really interesting. So
that's really cool.
It's actually like around the world, this sort of stuff, but not here, sadly.
That's pretty cool.
But hey, but not yet.
Not yet.
You know, we've been early adopters when that sort of thing happens, should the need arise, and the need has arisen.
Yeah. And it's like an upbeat doco, which is quite, you know, we're in these sort of serious times.
So it must be a lot in there.
Yeah, yeah. So they split into five categories. Agriculture, they look at the food, economy, energy, democracy, and education. And it's kind of like really accessible because they're like us. They're like, we're not really greenies and activists. We're just you and me, and let's go and talk to these people. And oh wow,
but we care. Yeah. But we care. Like, you know, that's
and thing. We're looking to be practical, but we don't have all the time in the world because we've got a job.
Yeah.
And what can we do?
They talk to people who are like, well, we don't really want to save the world, but we want to do our little thing. And they're people who set up community gardens and like berms and bits of dirt by the railway station. It's like, oh, people can
poor old berms, eh? Berms have got a rough deal lately, eh? In the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, God forbid you create a little garden in your berm in Auckland, but...
I mowed our neighbour's berm. Jesus, what an upset that caused.
Like, really?
Just at our place, like, what are you mowing the neighbour's berm for? So, I don't know, all I was out there, I was kind of on a roll, you know?
Literally.
Literally, you know? On a mow, one man went to mow, hey?
Well, yeah, I don't know what, you know, it's good effort, but with this doco, like, you know, they look at that sort of thing, but also energy, which, you know, like in Copenhagen, they're almost at 70% of fossil-free fuels. Like, they have people walk, bike, and catch mass transit.
Yeah.
And it's like, in Auckland, this guy in Copenhagen said, if you build more roads, people use more cars. If you build more cycleways and footpaths, people will do that. But I don't know what the solution in Auckland is.
It's a little bit different with our isthmus situation. Mm. You know, with sort of being split in half by the from the North Shore over here and stuff. But it's I mean, we can do better. We know we can do better. We know that there's a better option than what we're doing at the moment, surely.
Yeah, no? Yeah.
I'm starting to think, here's my theory, this is just straight out of the blue, I know it's talking about me against Aaron Noble. But what about a separate travel way for trucks? Do you remember the day when the trucks all went on strike? It was like, we're going on strike. There, see how you like that. And it was the most wonderful day on the roads in the whole of New Zealand.
That sounds brilliant.
And couldn't get any milk, though.
Pardon?
Couldn't get any milk.
Could so. Yeah. That's a lie. You could.
Yeah.
And people, you know, have your own cow? Or
no.
Goat? Do you milk? Or buffalo?
I live in the city. Water I don't
buffalo?
Have room for a cow.
We milk
you
a water buffalo.
You can have a little
buffalo.
Room for a bit of a
we
garden.
We milk a water that, buffalo.
You can grow a lot in
could
one
I have a cow
foot.
On my berm?
Maybe
don't
not.
Don't really have a berm.
But
you,
they
could
say
a, you could have a, what's the smallest thing you can milk?
Goat.
Goat, really? Yeah. Pick and throw.
Actually, you
mouse.
Can you can milk most mammals.
Look,
can
a,
you
not? Did I not see Rob
that
Bollocks out there on his berm milking
do.
His mouse?
What would Melanie?
Is that what you call it?
What would Melanie Laurent have to say about me milking small mammals? Probably not the best course of action. She'd probably tell me to do something else. Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about more. how people all need to do little things. Yeah,
but not little things like milk a mouse.
Yeah, no. But little things like having a garden or participating in your community garden. It's
Sorry, Clayton.
Get mine out of the gutter.
We had somebody from, we had Ella from For the Love of Bees come in and talk about community gardens that they have
bee.
In the middle of the city.
Yes.
And how these are having knock-on consequences that they hadn't even imagined.
Yeah.
Just like bringing groups of people together, having them talk about other things they could do in their own communities. Just a tiny
Facebook.
Garden.
Facebook may say otherwise, but you know, bringing groups of people actually together in real life is a really good thing.
Yeah, a friend of mine, Rob
people
Thomas,
get on really well with people.
He runs a community garden up on the corner of Khyber Pass and Simon Street. Just there's a little patch of like unused land, and they create
a
community garden.
I bet you never says, "Oh, this is the worst idea ever. I hate everybody I meet."
Oh no, it's gone gangbusters.
Yeah, exactly. It's a positive. It's not about it.
By 2050, we're going to have 9 billion people, and 70% of those are going to be in urban centres. And how they're going to feed themselves? Mm. It's like we need like local stuff for this. What's also good about this doco in an entertaining way is there's lots of little cute little musical things by this Swedish pop jazz singer called Frederica Stahl, and it like breaks things up. And there's music by Rufus Wainwright and Alabama Shakes, and it's just like it's entertaining to watch. Yeah, so it keeps things rollicking along.
Yeah, cool. And so that's the name of the movie is Tomorrow.
Yep,
and it's out today.
And if you want to win tomorrow today, what should people do?
Time travel. So if you're saying, Rob, no, that's not going to work. It's going to be difficult. I guess the thing to do would be to tell us the correct spelling for berm. On 309-3879.
Easy
it's
enough.
Really easy enough because we just want to give this away. Yeah. Hello, you there?
Hiya, B E R M.
Hey!
Once again.
B E R M.
The word berm originates in Middle Dutch and German and came into usage in English via French.
Yeah. You're my favourite.
I was actually.
That's awesome.
Thank you for that extra bonus. So did you hear that bit, caller?
It's all right. You really didn't miss
didn't
out on
miss
much.
Out. Okay.
You're
all the best. Hey, well, you've won yourself a copy of that DVD. The rest of us should get a copy of that DVD. And it's out now everywhere that sells good DVDs. It's called Tomorrow, and it's directed by, again,
Cyril Dion and Melanie Leroy.
Thank you very much, Clayton. Thanks for coming in.
And thank
eat
you.
Crickets.
Excuse me?
Eat crickets.
I thought you said
eat crickets, yeah. Lollies.
Yeah, let's get into crickets. Yeah, but if we're going to get into crickets, let's not put them in a lollipop.
No,
tequila flavored
no,
lollipop
pasta.
Or something stupid like
okay,
that.
Okay, I take it back. Lollies is the one to not. More like popcorn.
Smoothie. Oh.
Popcorn.
Smoothie. Very tasty.
Snacks.
No, I've got pasta. You can have one meal a week and save over 500,000 litres of water a year.
Of cricket pasta?
Cricket pasta.
Holy moly.
Do you want a pill?
That's not the doctor,
you want a box?
A great solution.
You know what? I'll do a box of that.
Will you? I'll drop you off a box.
Cricktastic.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.